News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Cobra Commander Rakeshwar Singh Manhas, who was abducted by Naxals after last week's fierce gun battle in Bastar region of Chhattisgarh, was released on Thursday, police said. Manhas, who belonged to the 210th Battalion of Commando Battalion for Resolute Action, or COBRA, an elite unit of the CRPF, had gone missing after the gunfight on Saturday and later was reported to be in the captivity of the Naxals. The Naxals handed over the Jawan, who hails from Jammu, to a group of facilitators in the forest along the Bijapur and Sukma border in the presence of a large number of villagers, police said. At around 4:30 p.m., the abducted Jawan returned to Tarim police station safely along with the facilitators, who went inside the jungle to trace out his location, Inspector General of Police Bastar Range Sundar Raj P. said. He's being admitted to Basagura Field Hospital for medical examination and treatment, he added. Some media persons accompanied the facilitators and recorded the video of his release. The visuals showed some armed Naxals with faces covered, freeing the Jawan tied with ropes. The team of facilitators included Padma Shri awardee Dharampal Saini from Mata Rukmani Ashram, Jagdalpur, and Telam Boraiya, senior leader of the tribal community in Bijapur. Local journalists Ganesh Mishra and Mukesh Chandrakar also played an important role in his release, the police said. Manhas was part of a squad that had gone for an anti-Naxal operation in the jungles on the Bijapur and Sukma border on the night of April 2, hours before the deadly ambush. The gunfight had broken out between the security forces and the ultras between Tekalgura and Jonagura villages, in which 22 troopers were killed and 31 others injured. On Tuesday, the outlawed CPI Maoist had issued a statement in Hindi saying its cadres had abducted Manhas from the site of the ambush and demanded that the Chhattisgarh government appoint mediators to ensure his safe release. The Maoists, however, had not raised any formal demands for the release of the commando. Out of the 22 martyred personnel, the Central Reserve Police Force lost 8 personnel, including 7 Cobra Commandos and 1 Jawan of its Bastaria Battalion, 8 from the DRG and 6 from the Special Task Force. A Varanasi court on Thursday ordered an archaeological survey of the Kashi Vishwanath Temple and the Gyanwapi Mosque premises to resolve a lingering dispute involving the two shrines. The order was given by a senior division civil court on a plea pending before it since 2019, Petitioner Counsel Vijay Shankar Rastogi said. Reacting to the Varanasi court order, UP Sunni Central Waqf Board in Lucknow said it will challenge the subordinate court's order in the Allahabad High Court. In his order, a senior civil judge of the fast-track court in Varanasi asked the Uttar Pradesh government to get examined the disputed premises by a 5-member team of the Archaeological Survey of India at its expense. The court also stipulated that at least 2 members of the 5-member team of eminent archaeologists should be from the minority community, Rastogi said. The advocate said the court gave this order on a plea filed by him as the next friend of the self-existing Lord Vishweshwar Kashi Vishwanath in the deity's status as a legal person under a doctrine of legal fiction. According to this legal doctrine, non-living entities, including banks, corporations, and even deities, but not mosques, are presumed to be living persons for adjudication of any matter involving them, and such entities are represented in the court by what is known as their next friend. Rastogi said in his plea he had contended that the Gyanwapi Mosque in Varanasi is a part of Vishweshwar Temple, and the court has ordered an ASI survey of the disputed area between the two shrines on this plea. Hours after the Varanasi court gave its ruling, Sunni Central Waqf Board Chairman Zufar Ahmed Farooqi in a statement said, "The subordinate court order will be challenged in the High Court. Hours after the Varanasi Court gave its ruling, Sunni Central Waqf Board Chairman Zafar Ahmed Farooqi in a statement said the subordinate court order will be challenged in the High Court. Our understanding is clear that this case is barred by the Places of Worship Special Provisions Act 1991. The Places of Worship Act was upheld by a 5-judge constitution bench of the Supreme Court in the Ayodhya judgment, Farooqi said. The status of Gyanwapi Masjid is, as such, beyond question, he asserted. Even otherwise, we can say as per legal advice that the order of survey is questionable because technical evidence can only supplement certain foundational facts. No evidence has been produced before the court that suggests that there was a prior existing temple at the site of the mosque, he added. Even in the Ayodhya judgment, the ASI excavation was ultimately of no use, the Sunni Central Waqf Board chairperson said, adding the ASI did not find any proof that the Babri Masjid was built after the demolition of a temple. The Supreme Court has specifically observed that there was no such evidence, he said, adding that this practice of mosques being investigated by the ASI has to be stopped. We will be approaching the Honorable High Court immediately against this unwarranted order, he said. Senior BJP leader and UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath on Thursday said that anti-Romeo squads will be formed in Bengal if the party is voted to power in the state. Bengal is not a safe place for women under the present TMC government. Adityanath, also Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister, said addressing 3-poll rallies in Hooghly and Howrah districts of West Bengal. He said if BJP is voted to power, it will stress on women and education. Why is Bengal not a safe place for women? Education and transport will be made free for girls in Bengal. Anti-Romeo squads will be formed in Bengal to deal with those who loiter around girls' schools, he said. Anti-Romeo squads were launched in Uttar Pradesh to ensure the safety of women soon after Adityanath assumed power in 2017. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and her party, the TMC, have often referred to the Hathras gang rape case to mock at Adityanath government's policy for women and the law and order situation in the BJP-ruled Uttar Pradesh. The top BJP leader criticized the Trinamool Congress government in West Bengal and derided it for failing to bring in any positive change in the 10 years that it has been in power. Where is the Pariborton that Mamata Banerjee had promised 10 years ago? He asked. When Trinamool Congress came to power in the state a decade ago, it had promised to serve Ma Mati Manush, or Mother, Motherland and People, which became its slogan. What happened to that slogan? I have come to ask Mamata Banerjee about it. Why is Bengal not a safe place for women? This soil had produced so many social reformers. What happened to the youth of the state who have become frustrated? He asked. Adityanath claimed that Banerjee has no compassion for the youth, farmers and development. But she has compassion for the TMC goons, he said. Referring to the Citizenship Amendment Act, he said it had been passed by Parliament and TMC had fanned violence against it in West Bengal. The violence that occurred in West Bengal due to the legislation of CAA in Parliament had been fanned by the TMC. In UP, the government had recovered money from those who indulged in violence and damaged public property, he said. Here in Bengal, TMC is all for appeasement for the sake of vote bank. Mamata Banerjee supports cow slaughter. In UP, cow slaughter is not allowed. If anybody is found to be involved in it, the person goes to jail, Adityanath said. TMC is not allowing central schemes to be implemented in West Bengal. Violence, anarchy and corruption have ruined the state, he added. Expressing confidence that the BJP will come to power in Bengal, the Saffron Party leader said, after the election results are declared on May 2, the TMC goons will be sent to jail. There will be an end to hooliganism and rule of law will prevail. Adityanath also iterated the need for a double-engine government, the government of the same party, that is the BJP, at the centre and the state for faster development of the state. A civil rights group is suing Facebook and its executives, saying CEO Mark Zuckerberg made false and deceptive statements to US Congress when he said the giant social network removes hate speech and other material that violates its rules. The lawsuit filed by Muslim advocates in Washington, D.C. Superior Court on Thursday claims Zuckerberg and other senior executives have engaged in a coordinated campaign to convince the public, elected representatives, federal officials, and non-profit leaders in the nation's capital that Facebook is a safe product. Facebook, the lawsuit alleges, has been repeatedly alerted to hate speech and calls to violence on its platform and done nothing or very little, making false and deceptive statements about removing hateful and harmful content violates the District of Columbia's consumer protection law and its bar on fraud, the lawsuit says. Every day, ordinary people are bombarded with harmful content in violation of Facebook's own policies on hate speech, bullying, harassment, dangerous organizations, and violence, the lawsuit says. Hateful anti-Muslim attacks are especially pervasive on Facebook. In a statement, Facebook said it does not allow hate speech on its platform and said it regularly works with experts, nonprofits, and stakeholders to help make sure Facebook is a safe place for everyone. Recognizing anti-Muslim rhetoric can take different forms. The company based in Menlo Park, California, said it has invested in artificial intelligence technologies aimed at removing hate speech and proactively detects 97% of what it removes. Facebook declined to comment beyond the statement, which did not address the lawsuit's allegations that it has not removed hate speech and anti-Muslim networks from its platform, even after it was notified of their existence. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.